TPR.
Hello, I am here where the previous intro was recorded, which I just recorded. This episode is the second of the two-part episode that I mentioned. If you missed the previous intro, if you're only here for this episode, Zirik and I had a very long conversation about two very separate things. I took the second half of that conversation, released that as episode 177. This is pod 178 with Zirik, again, of course, talking about his amazing Urdu, Arabic, Persian, that sort of script-related keyboard project, Matan Saz, which was released towards the end of the previous year, 2022. We did a previous episode with Zirik sometime towards the summer, maybe, where we spoke about the project initially. And now I want to talk to him, get like a follow-up on how the launch went. We dive into a lot of details, again, revisit some topics around why this was important, what the challenges were, why this hasn't been done already. Great tidbit that he drops in there. People keep talking in Pakistan about how Urdu is going out of flavor, and people, the youth are not speaking in Urdu, not using Urdu for communication. It's all English. Zirik has a great idea in this, a great perspective in this, where he says it's not because people don't care about Urdu, it's because it's physically, technologically harder to use it, and how his keyboard is also aiming to fix that. It's out for me, so I know it works. So very interesting episode. Check out the previous one where we did a roundup of the 2022 Hamnawa Music Review, Pakistani Music Analysis, and then this one, which is all about his keyboard project, Matan Saz, hoping to revolutionize Urdu typing on iOS for now, coming on Android at some point. But yeah, great talk, great chat. Thanks again, Zirik.
Limiting factor for me, because main abhi development karta na iOS simulator pe. Every iOS simulator is like 10 gigs. I did not know this before I started developer, and so ab ekdam se kisne kaha ji mere is 2017 ke iPhone mein nahi chal raha hai. Main sochta chalo main simulator chalu karta hu is OS pe. 10 gig udhar gaye, to ab main na wo manage kar raha hota. I need to get rid of that old computer.
So phir great segue into the actual mozu at hand. आपका कीबोर्ड लॉन्च हो गई, प्लीज आप जरा बताएं, फर्स्टली समराइज करें, व्हाट वाज द आइडिया? इफ यू हैवंट, ज़िरक वाज हियर बिफोर, ही हैज बीन हियर सेवरल टाइम्स, बट ही वाज हियर ऑन अ डेडिकेटेड एपिसोड अबाउट हिज कीबोर्ड प्रोजेक्ट एंड अदर थिंग्स. तो दिस इज लाइक अ फॉलो अप टू द कीबोर्ड प्रोजेक्ट बिकॉज इट्स फाइनली आउट. तो हमने सोचा हम बात करें इस बारे में, हाउ इट वेंट, हाउ इट्स गोइंग. सो या जी, व्हाट वाज द आइडिया? क्विक समरी, एलिवेटर येलिंग.
ओके, a quick pitch is that it's a new kind of keyboard for Urdu, generally for the Arabic script overall, but for now just for Urdu, where the idea is that we can compress the number of keys down from Urdu mein there's like 39 letters depending on how you count, but so we compress that down to a 21 letter keyboard. And the way we do that is that instead of having every letter having a separate key, letters that have the same shape share one button. So pe pe te ka ek button hoga, dal 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 ka ek button hoga, and then all of the diacritics nukte ऊपर छोटी छोटी तो हैं जो हैं.
Oh, that's what they're called.
The software.
Diacritics. अच्छा.
Yeah. हाँ, एजाम उर्दू में बोलते हैं. अरबी में एजाम बोलते हैं, उर्दू में इराब बोलते हैं.
इराब.
No, I take that back. एजाम बोलते हैं.
Yeah.
और इराब बोलते हैं उसको, ज़ेर ज़बरदेश को.
Yeah. I knew the word.
तो वो दोल दोल हैं.
तो मैंने yes कह दिया मैंने, but I was incorrect.
Yeah. So that's one idea, which is that we compress it down, which means that you have bigger keys to hit, and the software adds the dots automatically. And what that does is it makes it easier to learn to type, makes it more accurate to type. And for people that have never typed before, unko ek, matlab, instead of ka aapko nazar aaye aur aapko kuch samajh nahi aa raha hai keyboard kahan hai, like if you ever show an Urdu keyboard to a parent or a child who has never typed in Urdu before, there is a kind of barrier where they're like, ye nahi mujhe samajh aa raha, this is not for me. So there's that barrier to entry is quite high. And so the idea is to reduce that barrier to entry by making it much simpler to understand and easier to learn to type on. And then what it also does is that it represents the cursive shapes of the letter. So Urdu mein, unlike in Latin script, the letters connect and change shape. And so the keyboard then represents the shape that the letter will take as you type it. So for example, choti or badi, if you type it, take different shapes. Like ek mein shosha ban ke niche do nukte dal jayenge aur ek actually badi ban jayegi.
Right.
And so in the keyboard, when using Matansaz, you can actually see ki ye hoga, type karte hue. So those are the two sort of main innovations. And then it ships with kind of custom autocorrect that if you're in iOS land, you've never seen before in Urdu. On Android, there's still a decent autocorrect that you can use. iOS, and that's like kind of one big innovation also.
Right. I think, in my understanding, I think the main game jo hai na, sari, wo hai autocorrect ki. Because without your autocorrect library of words, which we spoke about, the many issues with finding words and how to build all of that, listen to the previous episode for this. But the main issue would be, the main thing that you're all depending on is that there are words, firstly, that you're generally typing correctly, and the program is recognizing those words. So that library, I think, is the key thing, which is how AirDots wagaira ke lagaye, the app is able to figure out what word is being looked for.
There's two things here. The first is that this keyboard that I've designed would not have worked in a typewriter world.
Yeah.
Without software present, you cannot design this kind of keyboard.
Yeah.
So, usme bhi ye hota tha typewriter duniya mein ki aapko swad likhna hai na, to aapko batana padta tha ki main swad ka juda hua hissa likh raha hu ki main full swad likh raha hu ya end
word. Right.
Those would all have different buttons, right? And so when we got computer world, humne kaha swad ka ek button. And then the computer will figure out what shape to give it depending on where it shows up in the word. And now with a smartphone and touchscreen, we can do an extra step, which is that we can take lossier input and guess what word you are trying to type. So in this case, I say, just give me the shape of the letter you want to type.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm doing that is because it's easier to type it. Aur uske baad, I can guess ki aapne nukte kya dalne hain. And for the most part, that is right. And the reason that's right is because we built a custom kind of Urdu data set based on lots of like type Urdu that we have then increased the quality of, and then we learn from that, and then we start guessing what it is that you want to type. So say for example, aapne likhna hai ka ya ga, both very common words. And so we have to guess when you're doing that based on what else you've typed. And so we can make those guesses in an educated fashion. And sometimes they'll be wrong, just as all autocorrect can sometimes, and all AI can sometimes be wrong, in which cases there are fail-safes, like you can manually type it and so forth. But for the most part, it should guess. And so in a pre-smartphone era, this was not possible. Aap kar nahi sakte the. In a pre-sort of software-based era. So if there was no software in typing, you could never do this. So that's the kind of main idea. The interesting thing here is, agar Chinese mein dekhe, in Chinese, Japanese, all these East Asian languages that have tons of letters or tons of characters that they want to type that cannot fit on a keyboard, they have never imagined typing without software.
Yes, yes.
There was always, right? Matlab unhone to socha 60s wo kya hai, but typing ho hi nahi sakti software. We will actually give some sort of lossy input and the computer will help us select what character we are going to type. Latin script mein ye problem tha nahi. To udhar unhone software nahi dala typing ka. Kai saal typewriter chalta gaya, that same paradigm shifted to computers with some autocorrect and grammar correction, but the main paradigm was similar. What we did wrong in the Arabic script world and in the Urdu world is that we attached ourselves to that Latin script as opposed to the Chinese idea. Because there's, for various reasons, but the idea we took was ki acha ye Latin paradigm pakad ke aage chalte hain, when in fact the software enabled paradigms actually allow us to do lots of really interesting things, which we could never have done before. So that's sort of one angle. So you're right that the software is the key. The second thing to understand is that in a smartphone world, the software is key. Period. The reason that is even on a standard English keyboard, the keys are too small to hit reliably.
Right.
If you look at it from a kind of user interface angle, the main tap targets that we gave, like for fat fingers, like if you're using a thumb, the weight, you can't hit those keys accurately at scale.
Right.
If you're typing like thousands of letters. And so the way that the iPhone keyboard originally worked, and people may remember this, when the iPhone keyboard came out, people were all like, I mean, BlackBerry ka keyboard ke bagair nahi hum reh sakte. You must have a hardware keyboard. And the whole way that they made it work is that the tap targets of the keys were not what you see. They would guess what letter you were going to type based on what letter was likely to appear. So aapne keyboard H likha hai, then they know that the E is the likeliest letter you're going to type. So as long as you type around the E, they knew that's what you
were
typing.
There was like a, I think in video games, this is called like a hitbox. Where you know, it's not like you're not exactly in that area, but close enough, wo frame, active frames ko count karke, it'll help you, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this shipped with the very first iPhone in 2007. उर्दू में अभी तक नहीं है उसमें. और आई मीन सो दे एडेड लाइक मोर एंड मोर वर्जन्स लाइक प्रेडिक्टिव एंड सो यू कुड सी व्हाट इट वाज थिंकिंग अ लिटिल बिट मोर लेटर. बट दिस आइडिया दैट देयर वाज सम ऑटो करेक्ट फंक्शनैलिटी बिल्ट इनटू द कीबोर्ड शिप्ड इन 2007 उर्दू में बिकॉज एटलीस्ट द आईफोन डजंट अंडरस्टैंड उर्दू वेरी मच. इट नोज सम वर्ड्स दैट यू टाइप बिफोर बट नॉट रियली. दैट लेवल ऑफ knowledge didn't come through, which means that typing on the keyboard with the same size of buttons is actually physically harder.
Right.
So it's not some myth that people find it harder to type in Urdu. It's actually physically more difficult to do so. Yeah. So without that underlying software layer, this whole transition to smartphones is impossible. So yeah, it's critical. Like aap ban soch nahi sakte like banane ka bagair piche ek autocorrect ya data set ho.
How did you decide on the layout? Which letter would go where? Did you take existing Urdu keyboards and sort of approximate those for reference? Yeah, make your own. Like,
so, QWERTY I thought about a lot. And actually, the keyboard was designed initially for us to do lots of experiments. Okay. To try it out, to like find the optimal layout. So the way that keyboards are normally designed is QWERTY keyboard ki the history, which people can read.
Yeah.
That some of it was just sort of path dependence that led us to where it is. The way that keyboard layouts are normally optimized is that you're doing a lot of simulation, okay, which words are going to be faster to type on this sort of layout. You run it against a data set, and then you do in-person trials where you have one human type on a keyboard long enough to get past learning effects and then get to a competent stage. And then you measure them at the competent stage and you measure how long it takes for them to learn it. So originally ye soch ke banaya gaya tha ki hum is tarah ki bahut sari wo karenge. एक्सपेरिमेंट्स जो गोइंग उर्दू कीबोर्ड्स हैं उसमें दो तीन टाइप्स हैं. एक मशहूर टाइप है जो आजकल पाकिस्तान में सबसे ज्यादा चलती है, विच इज अ मैपिंग टू QWERTY, विच इज दैट लेटर्स इन उर्दू दैट साउंड लाइक देयर इंग्लिश इक्विवेलेंट्स आर प्लेस्ड राइट ऑन टॉप ऑफ इट. मोस्ट पीपल दैट यूज दिस कीबोर्ड, नॉट आई एम नॉट श्योर मोस्ट इज राइट टर्म, बट मेनी पीपल दैट यूज दिस कीबोर्ड डू नॉट रियलाइज दैट दिस इज हाउ इट इज मैप्ड.
तो बेसिकली व्हाट वी आर डूइंग इज कि आपको इट्स सच अ कॉन्वोल्यूटेड थिंग है. उर्दू बोलने वाले लोगों को इंग्लिश लिखने की इतनी आदत हो गई है कि देयर यूज्ड टू एन इंग्लिश कीबोर्ड, तो उर्दू कीबोर्ड आप वैसे ही बना दें लाइक लेआउट.
राइट. एंड द अदर मोर प्रॉब्लमैटिक थिंग अबाउट इट इज कि जिसने उर्दू कभी टाइप की नहीं, वो उसको आप अज्यूम कर रहे हैं कि एक ऑलमोस्ट यू नीड टू हैव सम लेयर ऑफ इंग्लिश कॉम्पिटेंस फॉर दिस टू मेक सेंस.
या या
राइट, व्हिच इज इन अ वर्ल्ड. सो वी आर एट दिस पॉइंट वेयर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल नाउ रेफर इन द टेक इंडस्ट्री टू दिस लाइक नेक्स्ट बिलियन यूजर्स कॉन्सेप्ट, व्हिच इज दैट we have so many people on the internet already, but we are expecting one more billion users to show up on the internet, people that have never been technologically connected in that way before. Most of these people are likely to be from Asia and Africa.
Achha,
And they will not be primarily English speaking. So Google ka ek bada unit hai, which they call like next billion users, which is focused primarily on this type of innovation. Un jaise logon ke liye jo Urdu bolte hain ya koi aur zuban bolte hain, anything that is smaller and not as represented online on the internet, having these like Latin assumptions baked into technology is problematic. Yeah. And kind of upside down. So we need to start undoing them. Mm. So yeah, ye QWERTY mapping to bilkul hi ek odd situation hai, but a lot of people are used to it, so it makes sense to support it to continue. The other thing that is kind of interesting is a lot of like Arabic script keyboards have other layouts jisme common cheeze humro pe hain, jaise alif, kaf, ye wo, but then letters that are similar shapes are always grouped together. So swad zwad, achha, even though they will have varying frequencies, might be together because you expect to find them. And so that has become a kind of more legible keyboard layout. So when I was designing the sort of compressed keyboard layout, the idea was to just lay it out with that similar ethos. And so it's primarily alphabetical, alif se ye tak. And because the letters of a similar shape are grouped together anyway, so alif, be, dal, jim, ye wale sab letters ek hi row mein aa rahe hain. And then in our testing, we found that the layout was not prohibiting people from typing fast. So we've continued with it. There's a few other alternate layouts that you can try.
Achha, and we can experiment. In the thing, you have other options.
Yeah, yeah. So in Matansaz, if you're, for example, used to a QWERTY mapping, you can use it. If you want to use like an alphabetical keyboard, jisme alif se ye tak be pe tak ke alag alag button hai, wo bhi aap istemal kar sakte hain, same autocorrect. Or you can use the new compressed layout. And then over time, we can think about other experiments as well, if we get time to run to try and run these, it. But for the moment, it's...
And these different keyboards are not a challenge for the backend software to parse, right?
No, it's built to just... it was built with that intention in mind that multiple of these were. Like if I built it another way, it might have been a challenge, but for the moment, it's just our autocorrect has this understanding built in. So it's a sort of new kind of autocorrect where it looks and matches at various layers. So it says that a basic shape match or a nukte match or a zero but page match or a. And so with that new level of kind of autocorrect technology, we can actually take any kind of input and give you better predictions. So more layouts, lots of layouts are in there already and more can be experimented with as time goes on.
Shape wali baat again reminds me of Chinese Japanese languages and the pictographic sort of wo they use, because like I've been mentioning, main abhi Japan gaya tha, and phir obviously Japan jaake one thing that happens to people is maybe I should move to Japan, and you're like acha kaise hoga because wo hum process mein end tak hum pahunche na pahunche process ke bare mein seekhna bahut zaruri hai. So one of the things was the proficiency you would need with the Japanese language, speaking verbally, whatever, but this writing thing is so specific that there is a specific number of words, like 80,000 words to get the top ranking. You need to know the shape of those 80,000 words. Though letters ka to scene hi nahi hai na, ki aap khud hi bana lenge. You need to memorize those shapes of those 80,000 words that are considered to be like business proficiency. And I remember yahan pehle to main to idhar hi Asian logon se rabta idhar hi hua tha Ireland aake, and I have Chinese colleagues aur wo apne us pe WeChat wagaira pe lage hote hain using their autocorrect keyboards, or it's more like they're not even trying to spell it, they're trying to literally just get to that shape, lossy output,
because you can't spell it actually. So
you can't
in most character based languages there is no alphabet, right, which is a hard concept to understand if you are not familiar with character-based languages.
Yeah.
The idea is, so in an alphabet-based language, the way that the word is written tells you how to pronounce it. So just in Latin, mein aapko pata hai, agar there's a word that is B-O-X, you know, B is a B sound, O is an O sound, and X is an X sound. And so you look at it and figure out how to pronounce it. In ideographic languages or logographic languages, I'm not sure what the technical term is, the word is basically a picture depicting the word. You cannot look at it and know how to pronounce it. You must know that yourself.
Yeah.
And actually, a lot of typing technologies in East Asia were built around reverse engineering a system of breaking down each of the characters into underlying core components. But you can say that, okay, we make these 6-8 lines, we make this character, When in fact, the languages themselves don't have any inherent system breakable, like Lego like structure, ke aap unko tod le.
You can't break down the word into letters.
Right. And so all of those, as far as I understand, ways to break down the characters into like code bricks that you could put together and build any character, are approximations and sort of reverse engineered as opposed to inherent to the language itself. Arabic script mein actually kafi, there's a sort of wonderful layering to it where there is that level of building block. जैसे आपको पता है कि बे पे ते के जो कोर शेप है उसके बाद आप नुक्ते डालते हैं, सो नुक्तों का एक सेपरेट लेयर है. एंड सो इफ यू गो फ्रॉम अरबी टू फारसी टू उर्दू, वी यूज द सेम बेसिक शेप्स, बट हम थोड़े से नुक्ते ऊपर नीचे चेंज कर देते हैं. एंड सो जैसे बे से आपने पे करना है तो हमें पता है कि दो नुक्ते और डाल लें. सो इट्स द सेम कोर ब्रिक्स बट यू आर एडिंग अ लिटिल बिट मोर कंपोनेंट्स. और अब आपने वाउलाइजेशन साउंड डालनी है ज़ेर ज़बर पेश से, कि आपको पता चल जाए कि इसका किस तरफ डायरेक्शन है लव्स की जब आप लिख रहे हैं. And so there's sort of core components there as well. So Arabic has, the Arabic script has so many kind of built-in layers that's sort of very artistic about it. And so the idea for the keyboard actually comes from those layers itself, which is because the shapes are in different from the dots, which are different from the Arab on top, we can actually separate those three layers in the keyboard. And that's where the design of the keyboard is sourced from.
So speaking of the keyboard itself, अभी थोड़ी देर से पहले क्या हुआ था कि ज़ेक एंड आई रैन इनटू ईच अदर इन मैनचेस्टर. तो व्हाट हैपेंड वाज क्विकली हम बैठे एंड विद इन 10 मिनट्स लाइक आई वाज लाइक दीदर लाइव पॉडकास्ट शुरू हो गया इन दोनों का. तो वो मैंने बात वहाँ रुकी, बट व्हाट आई वांटेड टू कंटिन्यू वाज हाउ वाज द रोल आउट. एंड इन दैट यू मेंशन कि योर डैड हैज बीन यूजिंग इट फॉर लाइक अ ईयर और समथिंग
मोर. So this the whole thing has been in development for about 5 years. The sort of workable build where people can actually use it and type on their phones, I think, has been, I want to say, out for 2.5 years. So for 2.5 years, I think I've had multiple hundreds of people have it on their phones, use it every day. And so they're finding like bugs, edge cases, right, and so forth. And we've been fixing the language model as well, improving our data set. And so of those multiple hundreds of people, there's some primary beta testers who have been there from the beginning, including my father, who is very pointed in his feedback about his Urdu typing. So it's like this sort of thing where you have so many different edge cases where the language can go so many different ways. Without hundreds of people testing it for this long, it doesn't get to this point. And part of doing the work was, we could have launched it 2 years ago, right? The reason I didn't is because part of the problem with sort of Pakistani technology or Urdu technology as I see it is that we settle for halfway there or like poor quality because it serves a function that you couldn't see otherwise. Low quality. And I think that really turns people off and pushes them into adopting Latin technology or other technology. Like if you get crappy Urdu software, kids are more likely to learn to type in English.
Yeah.
And so part of the ethos of doing this project was, can we build high quality, world-class level software? Yani ki aapko iPhone pe istemal karte hue lage mat ki aapko non-native keyboard istemal karna hai. And so I went to great lengths to get, colors, shapes, in sort of different modes, exactly as close to system level keyboard as possible, so that if you're switching from the English keyboard to this Urdu keyboard, the space key is exactly where your thumb would expect it pixel. And so it took a long time to make sure that that level of finesse existed everywhere, so that there is no barrier. Ideally, you should not notice that this level of detail has gone in. The only way you notice is if you use like a bad keyboard and the space bar is like 10 pixels off where you expect it and your thumb is going and it's not working.
Yeah. Which is actually not happen. Coincidentally, this is happening abhi sort of in a way with Twitter. Kyunki inka maghdon ne view count dal diya. And every time I go to hit the button that I think is retweet, it is actually reply. So reply khul raha hai. And I'm like, retweet, kyun nahi ho raha?
I've retweeted a bunch of things that I expected to heart.
But then this year, earlier this year, there was the official launch of
almost exactly a month ago. November 15th this year, it officially launched. So you can now get it on the App Store on your iPhones and iPads.
So how big was the addition of users that came through?
Launch was good. So multiples. From the original kind of beta test, and I'm sure there's some people still on the beta test. So good launch. I kept it like intentionally like not super big, primarily because it was going to go to a number of other devices that we haven't found. So I know there's one lingering bug that on some older iPhones, the keyboard crashes. And I've been trying to figure it out for a long time. And in fact, I have an old, really old iPhone that I use only for this purpose, on which it does work. But newer iPhones than that older iPhone are crashing for reasons I don't quite understand.
Right.
It's been good. We got lots of bug reports. So for example, like people using their device in Zoom mode, where you can actually get the screen to act like it's a smaller size screen. So the buttons are bigger. Lots of people with decaying vision will use their iPhones in this way. For some reason, none of my like 500 beta testers, 400 beta testers had used this mode. And so we had never come across it. Though I had lots of quick fixes. So there are a lot of quick fixes over the last few weeks, but hopefully it's in like really good usable state now, unless you have an unlucky iPhone 8, in which case just know that I'm aware and working on it.
Right.
So it's been a good launch. Hopefully we'll get it to more people soon, get people's feedback and do it more widely, because I think my focus has been kind of US where I'm based and Pakistan yahan pe, but there's lots of people across the world that are typing in Urdu, in the UK, in India, that also have iOS devices. So the goal is to start getting to as many of those folks as possible.
Any unexpected regions jahan install hua tha, where you're like, achha, yahan bhi log Urdu mein baat karna chahte hain?
Germany, sort of up there for me, like US, UK, Pakistan was expected. Germany was up there. I didn't expect there to be like a kind of German kind of contingent of Matam users. It was really exciting. But yeah, I think it's with 200 million people, you're going to be everywhere. So I guess if the surprise is on us.
Yeah. Okay. Any major next steps already planned for the rollout?
There's a few different features. that I hope we can push through in the near future, like a few kind of basic iOS things. But the goal primarily is to improve the language model as much as we can. The way that our data set is built is that we took about 6 million words from 3 different publications that we then fixed typos over many years to build our data set. And that data set is open source and for ready for people to use. But usme bhi abhi bhi kuch errors hain jo kabhi kabhi propagate ho jati hain. So if you land at like some odd collection of letters, sometimes you'll see like a word being suggested. And so the idea is to start building a more error-free data set. So that even those things that you rarely see no longer happen. And then eventually we want to turn it into a way that you can, have a more canonical dictionary of words with diacritics and so forth built in. Tabhi hota hai ki, suppose you're writing the word maslan, Matan Saz will put in the dozabar automatically because it knows that it's essential to the pronunciation of the word. And that's how it's normally written. Lekin agar aapne likhna hai is ya us, us case mein, usually the way we write it, it's not completely clear. And so in writing, there's a bit of ambiguity. And so getting to a point where you can be that specific about how you want to type, especially for students, like that's really a feature that I'm interested in and I've talked to people about. So if we can get to that, that'd be great. But that's a sort of multi-year effort that will require us basically annotating our entire data set with diacritics and then learning from that. So I hope we can get there at some point. But that sort of is for me the kind of gold standard feature. Kya aap likhte likhte aap usko keh denge bhai haan on kar do zer zabar pesh ya off kar do, you know, or keep it somewhere in the middle where you want some but not the others.
How many words of those 6 million though would there be where the zer zabar pesh are so key to, you know, the word?
So it depends, like kadi zabar jahan bhi aa rahi hai usually it's key. Main aur aam taur pe likha hoga.
But like as a percentage, so, surely we're not looking at like 50%.
Percentage is pretty, it's pretty small. But I think like what the feature I'm describing is sort of a little bit bigger than that, which is like if you're learning to read Urdu, you want them everywhere. Jaise hum Quran padhte hain Pakistan mein, usme har cheez pe zer zabar likha hota hai. And so you want to have the ability to be able to put all of them or none of them, depending on your preference. And at the moment, what we can do is type in the ones that are normally written, which gets us 80% of the way there. But that last 20% is really hard, but also really interesting.
Right.
Which is if you can get to that point where every letter is clear and disambiguated and you can turn it off or on. So you could imagine, for example, you go to a newspaper website and it shows you the common ones, but then you could say, no, show me everything. Mm. And it does as an option, which would be amazing as a sort of teaching situation. Or for example, if you were to like, double tap on a word that you don't know, not only does it show you the meaning, but also like the pronunciation with the zer zabar pesh.
Right.
So like that level of features, I think gives us a big ability to like a big jump in terms of teachability. So that's kind of what I want to go to. Because we found some really interesting attributes happening because of the autocorrect. Ab hota ye hai ki ab mujhe pata nahi ki te dalta hai ya toe dalta hai lafz mein. But as you're typing, the autocorrect will fix those sorts of errors for you. And as a result of which, actually, your Urdu begins to get better. Because Urdu in the and other words in the Arabic script, other language in the Arabic script are built around this system where words are built off of 3 code letters. Aur unko hum jod jod ke hum aage lafz banate hain. So once you figure out the 3 code letters in a word, you can figure out all other words that are related to it. And now you learn to spell them also. And then you can figure out the source of the words, depending on what the root of the word is, what 3 letters make up the root of the word. And then suddenly your language vocabulary has increased, not just from the one word that you just learned to type, but into like the 6 or 7 or 8 words that also share that same core root. And so that corrective learning ability is actually much more powerful than I expected. So that's been one of the learnings from the test, which I'm actually quite excited by.
Nee, I was thinking of this for my own self, because my hesitation to use Urdu would be ke, ye te toye ke masle ho jayenge. But then in my mind, I was like, achha, if the app is correcting those words, so then it'll sort of reinforce, main bhi dekhto rahunga na ki kya likh raha hai wo. App kya likh rahi hai? App is Muzakkar. And then I'll know what the word should be. right. Perhaps just by saying.
And with predictive, like you can also, aapko matlab mahavre, common phrases, you begin to understand as well. Like even muzakkar muannas, right? Aapko nahi pata ke ka hai ke ki. Aap kaaf likhenge, then the likely word will appear right after. And
right,
so
right,
you
right.
actually begin to type much better language with better typing tools, which I think is also an interesting learning, which is part of the reason why everybody's saying, "Achha, bhai, language, why is the language dying? Aajkal ke bachche interested nahi hai." No, the answer is much simpler. It's just harder to get it right. And so we will all go to something that is more convenient, and it is much more convenient to type good English than it is to type good Urdu.
Or even
and so
decent
if we just make it... Or decent Urdu, right?
Yeah.
And people are much more offended by it also. Mm. Like people are much less offended by bad English than they are by bad Urdu.
I think.
And so, or at least people are much more embarrassed by it. If you type bad Urdu.
Nahin, wo baggage hai na. Culture chhod diya apna aur aaj ke bachche aur wagar middle class Twitter debates.
Right.
But yeah.
And so for me, like if you can type with this to your... grandmother, right? You can text your grandmother every now and then and get that sort of feedback, then it gives you a lot more confidence to like write an Urdu blog post, write an Urdu status. Like your ability, like I've noticed this with myself and people that have been using it, is that their barrier to want to type something in Urdu is decreasing. Some of it is like that it improves their language, some of it is that it's actually like convenient, won't crash when you type it, easier to use, there's like that not met that many kind of learning barriers. And so that encourages people to try other things and get into other parts of the language. So for me, that's a really interesting transition and will be fun to see play out over the next like year.
Two questions about this. One, I think I asked you at the time also, but chatting bhulio. Does the library contain slang words? Galiyan hai usme? Or aham hissa of communication? But sincerely also.
Not a lot of slang. That's actually one of the weaknesses of the data set. So the way we built the data set is that we were careful. Okay, we could scrape like Twitter scrape kar lete na. Urdu sab Twitter pe scrape kar lete. But Urdu ki itni galtiyan aam hai. Even in like good published texts. Ke wo saari galtiyan propagate ho jati. So the core was let's start somewhere where we at least think the grammar is correct.
Right.
Ke spelling kuch atak theek hogi, grammar kuch atak theek hogi, but typing ki galtiyan, ke bhi space galat ala hai, wo form theek kar sakte hain.
Yeah.
So primarily the places we got from were like two scholarly journals and one news website was where our data set is built.
Yeah.
From, which means that there's not that much slang. But it also means that when you're doing conversational text, like somebody texted me the other day, ke babi ka lafz jo hai, autocorrect ho raha hai. Which it really shouldn't because it's a common word. So those sorts of things we need to go fix. And the reason for that was primarily that starting from a more scholarly standpoint gives us a better, more reliable autocorrect system. And then we can start putting in the more common slang words. So no, if you swear, it will not know it automatically. But if you teach it, it will remember, but won't tell anyone.
Right. So matlab lekin in the future,
it is a good friend.
There is a gali patch incoming in the future.
Gali patch.
GP.
Gali patch. $3 only.
Achha. And the other thing was Android. When is that somewhere on the roadmap? Yeah.
No date to announce. Obviously, I know that a lot of most Urdu users are on Android. Most Urdu users, at least in this country, are on Android. I am a one-person development shop, so I can start with one platform at a time. The reason to start at iOS were primarily that it has the worst keyboard, but also because as a market, it tends to be much more open to newer apps. So Android is on my radar. I don't know.
Would it not have been? I thought you would also have chosen iOS because there are some standardization measures across devices, Apple ecosystem.
There are, but there's so many of them actually, there is not really that much of a selling point anymore. So for me, like what I have to do on Apple devices is that for each device, I need to make sure that it is like handcrafted to fit to that device. Because that is the expectation of the keyboard, right? If you're using an iPhone 13, then your spacebar on Matan Saz should be the exact place that the spacebar and the backspace keys are on your regular keyboard. So I go into every device and I make sure that that is correct. On Android, because there is an underlying acceptance that it will be, there's so many device sizes.
Yeah.
There is the way that you would design the keyboard would be much more programmatic. where you would actually like look at the size of the screen and then leave those keys out, where I don't do that on iOS because that would lead to some imperfections that make it harder to use. So I don't know if it would have been easier or not. But I think, yeah, definitely it's something on I'm aware of and thinking about.
Okay. Anything else that you want to talk about, Madan Sazer related, which we haven't mentioned?
No, I just want people to give it a shot, try it out, and let me know where things go wrong. I am very, my support channels are very responsive, by which I mean my Twitter and Instagram accounts. the thing I like to do most is if it doesn't know your name, I add it in. Because I think I've noticed one of the things that people do the most the moment they get the keyboard is like one of those things that only user test would reveal.
Right.
Is that the first thing they try to type
is write their name. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Which makes total sense once you know it, but I would not have predicted going in. So I've been very careful now to get as many names into it as possible. And so I have a lot of people writing in, maybe like, which I really like. So that level of engagement is still there. So I want to hear from people. And I'm very open. So that'd be my one request. Which is if you try it, no matter what you think, just email me.
My uncle question would be, any new names that you had never heard of before that have come your way? Because this is a common uncle auntie complaint.
You've seen all these like new reels, which is like naming a boy in the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
मतलब अब तो ये पॉइंट आ गया है कि बच्चे बूढ़ों के नामों का मजाक
उड़ा रहे
हैं. So no, I have not heard new names yet. But I have scraped many Urdu baby name websites to get my list, which are very interesting. So if you are interested in some retro websites, I recommend this Google search.
I remember once, I don't know how I got my hands. I was very young. And I got my hands on like a baby name book or ladkiyon ke naam mein be se bijli. I was like, this is the name? it was in the book. I was like, what? Achha, chalo.
Shout out. Okay, sab book mein hai to phir to. Must be real. We must, let's do a Facebook.